Okay, hello everyone, what's up? I'm Riley.
I'm Divine.
And today we're going to be doing a little playlist about soundtracks. So we're going to be looking at some movies from classic movies, as well as some personal favorites of mine and Divine. Some songs that are made for movies and some songs that are made by movies. So stay tuned, sit back, and enjoy.
Yeah. So the first song we're going to start with are our first few songs from blockbusters from the 80s and the 90s. The first song we have is Simple Minds, Don't You Forget About Me, from The Breakfast Club. The Breakfast Club is actually one of my favorite movies from the... It's an awesome one. And it's a really classic. Anyone who doesn't know Breakfast Club, I mean, like, are you in this generation? Think about that. Yeah. And also the second one we're going to be playing is Unchained Melody by Righteous Brennan. Righteous Brennan from Ghost. Ghost is one of my all-time favorite movies.
Patrick Swayze.
Exactly. I feel like they don't make movies like this anymore, you know?
Have you seen Stars Born?
No, I haven't actually.
No. Point blank period, see Stars Born. That movie actually has the same vibe as that like same emotion it conveys. You must see that movie.
I'm gonna take her word for it.
Also, speaking of that, we're gonna be playing some Stars Born later on, but our first song we're gonna be playing
is Simple Minds from The Breakfast Club. Come to your body. I'll be alone dancing. Okay, so that was
Unchained Melody by the Righteous Brothers from the movie Ghost with Patrick Swayze, yeah. Demi Moore,
Whoopi
Goldberg.
That's an amazing
classic.
It's a classic. It's an amazing movie. One of my mom's favorite.
Yeah.
We watch it together and we still cry over it.
Me too. No, I mean, still sob. Like I whimper. I whimper that movie.
It is. It's actually so sad. I mean, when I was a kid and I watched it, was kind of creepy, you know,
I feel that.
With the whole like spirit thing, but like now it's just so sad and I'm like, damn, I hope that never happens to me, you know?
I for sure hope not.
Definitely.
Okay, so the next song we have up is one of my favorite songs of all time, honestly. It's from the movie called The Bodyguard with Whitney Houston. You probably think I'm about to play I Will Always Love You, the obvious choice, but I'm going to be playing I Have Nothing. What's crazy about this soundtrack is, did you know that this soundtrack actually won Album of the Year at the Grammys?
Yeah.
Album of the Year.
Yeah.
Which is crazy considering the fact that it wasn't even a good movie, honestly. Like, did you like it?
It was so bad. I mean, like, I love Whitney, but I'm so happy she stuck to singing. No offense, but
everyone can be Gaga, right?
I mean, the whole concept about the movie was, like, great, but, like, the acting...
I feel like it was a trash movie, but I enjoyed it, you know? Like, a trash watch?
Yeah, I mean, like, I feel like most people watched it because it was Whitney Houston. You know what I'm saying? But, like, it was a bad movie. Mm-hmm. Acting was bad. Graphics were bad. I mean, I know it was the 90s,
Costner isn't even cute, honestly.
Yeah, he looked way older than her.
He's just not cute.
Yeah, like, true. Straight up. But he looked way older. I was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
She could do better.
Yeah, for sure. Also, the soundtrack, fun fact, is the best-selling soundtrack of all time and the 5th best-selling album of all time.
Yeah.
All right, so without further ado, here is I Have Nothing by Whitney Houston.
My girl Whitney.
That song is so good. So good. Quick fun fact. Ariana Grande did a cover to the song. I don't know if anyone's a fan of Ariana Grande. And usually I hate covers. Like, I hate covers with a passion. Have you heard it?
Yeah. No, I actually haven't. But
she did it for Obama. And Obama was grooving. Obama loved it. It was so good. But yeah, that song, check out Ariana Grande's cover of that song. Super, super good.
Yeah, I feel like covers is like, it's like, if you can do it, like, that's pretty impressive.
If you can pull it off.
Especially if it's a Whitney Houston song.
That's true. I mean, have you seen the bad ones on, like, American Idol and stuff?
Though? Oh my God, like, I love American Idol. I just watch it just for the bad ones so I can, like, die. I mean, when I see that, I'm like, don't you have family, parents?
People
like,
who care about you.
Who care about you? Why would you come and do that? Especially, why would you destroy Whitney Houston?
Also,
like,
you
that?
Think about the rounds they have to go through to get to that stage.
Exactly.
And people travel to like audition and stuff. And
yeah,
you think, like,
and
what?
I feel so bad for
them. What in your life is so wrong that is making you do that?
Like, I know. I mean, like, there's something you must have gone through, man. Like, yeah. I feel sorry for you. And I hate your family for letting you get on that plane and going all the way from wherever you're from all the way there.
I know.
It's so bad.
I feel like what's worse, those people who think they can sing.
Oh my God.
And, like,
God.
They're not horrible, but they're, like, they think they're some sort of, like, next generational talent, and they are not.
They're not. And when they get, like, when they when people tell them the truth, they like panic and you're like, oh, you don't know what you're saying. And they go on American Idol and boom.
Yeah.
Wow.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways. So the next song we have coming up, the next two songs are from movies of the 2000s. These songs both were popular on their own and they kind of have their own subcultural relevance in society, but being in these movies kind of made them repopular to a certain generation. Talking about Tiny Dancer from Almost Famous and Edge of 17 as heard in Sound of Rock. Almost Famous is one of my favorite movies. I remember the first time I watched it, I sobbed, and if anyone's seen it, it's not a sad movie. So that just goes to speak about the volumes of that movie. Anyway, so yeah, here's Tiny Dancer by Elton John from Almost Famous.
Okay, guys. So for Edge of 17, we've ran into a bit of technical difficulties, but we're just gonna go into the next song.
Yeah. So we are gonna try to play Edge 17 there. My Spotify kind of lags a little bit, but shout out to Stevie Nicks. That's my girl. I love her.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the next song we're gonna get into is by Destiny's Child. By independent woman by Destiny's Child. Have you heard the story behind the song? Actually.
No.
It's pretty crazy. So basically, So Bills with Bills was their main single before this, and they kind of got backlash from the public calling them, like, gold diggers, which, first of all, makes no sense, because they're rich on their own. Anyways.
Yeah.
And so I guess Beyonce kind of wrote this song in the studio, just, like, venting on her issues, you know, the songwriter that she is,
oh,
right? And her dad, who, like, Beyonce fans know is, like, a snake.
Whoa.
Yeah, so her dad ended up sending that to the executive producers of Charlie's Angels, and that ended up being the lead single of that movie, and spent 11 weeks at number one.
Damn.
11 weeks.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Yeah. I mean, Destiny's Child's never disappoint, you know?
Yeah, Beyonce never disappoints. True.
Yeah, true. I'm not, like, a huge Beyonce fan, honestly. Uh-huh. You already know this. I've said this quite a number of times. But uh-huh. Destiny's Child was...
Destiny's Child's Beyonce. How do you like Destiny's Child and don't like Beyonce?
I know, right? It's weird.
You like Kelly and Michelle?
Yeah.
More than Beyonce?
Low-key.
You like Michelle Williams?
Yeah, I do. I don't know. Maybe because I feel like she's overrated now, you know? Everyone's
Beyonce.
Like, Queen Bee, and I'm like, she's not that great.
Okay, so we're going to have to disagree. We're going to have to move on with that one. Okay. Anyways, so I'm going to play that song, and then the next few songs coming up, too, are You're Not Good Enough by Dev Hynes from the Palo Alto soundtrack, as well as Black Sheep by Metric from the Scott Pilgrim soundtrack.
Lucy Liu. With my girl Drew, uh-huh. Cameron D and Destiny, Charlie's Angels, come on.
Okay, I know we must have experienced like a minute of silence.
Yeah, I think it's about a minute there. Sorry about that. Yeah. Spotify's acting up. But
yeah, but
we're back now. So
yeah. Let's just take that 1 minute of silence to honor the dead. You know, something.
Oh.
I don't know. Something.
Okay.
Something.
Sure. Sure.
Yeah, I mean, like mistakes happen.
Remember
anyways.
Remember happened about 10 days ago? But sure, we can do that.
Yeah. Never too late. Never too late.
I guess so. Yeah. Okay. So the next song we have coming up. Are You're Not Good Enough from Palo Alto and Black Sheep by Scott Pilgrim by Metric and from Scott Pilgrim vs. the World. Here they are. Alright, so that was Black Sheep by Metric from Scott Pilgrim vs. the World. You haven't seen this movie, you should definitely check it out. In the actual movie itself, Brie Larson, the actress, plays the song, she sings it. She's one of Michael Cera's exes. Have you seen it before?
No, I haven't, actually.
Really good. Filmed in Toronto, directed by Edgar Wright, who also has another one of my favorite soundtracks in Baby Driver. Shout out to Skye Fair, her cover of Easy.
I love Baby Driver.
So good.
So good.
I love Edgar Wright.
I didn't usually watch, like, recent movies. I love 80s and 90s movies, but mm-hmm. Baby Driver is just...
He kind of has a romantic feel to him that I feel like is similar to movies from the 80s.
Yeah, true.
There's kind of a romantic essence that he conveys in his films, I feel like, through that... Through Scott Pilgrim vs. the World.
True, yeah. The song is really nice. I like the song a lot.
Yeah.
It's very chill vibes. Mm-hmm. Like, just at least, like, I mean, like, I'm not saying get high, but, like, when you're high.
Okay.
Good song to listen to.
Do you? Yeah, but in the movie, Brie Larson does a really good cover of that, too. It's on YouTube. There's a music video of it. Definitely mm-hmm. check that out.
Yeah.
And the song I played before that is from Palo Alto, one of my favorite movies, directed by Sofia Coppola, who's kind of known for her scores. In the one movie, you've seen a movie called Marie Antoinette. Have you seen that movie before?
No, I haven't. Honestly, I used to think I knew movies, but, like, talking to Riley and meeting her, I'm like, wow, I really don't know any movies. I really don't. Like, if you need someone to, like, educate you on your movies, man, I'm going to hit you up with her number.
Thanks.
Because Riley knows it all.
I try. I read a lot of random facts. But, yeah, so this one movie, Marie Antoinette, or Sophia Coppola, it's really interesting. What she does is it's a movie set in the 80s, and she plays a stroke song. And her entire score is songs from the 2000s, even though it's, like, a movie set in the 1800s.
Oh.
Which was kind of controversial, but yeah. So she's kind of known for her soundtrack, so definitely check out Palo Alto. And if you haven't seen any of her other movies, check them out. Virgin Suicides, Bling Ring, Lost in Translation is really good as well. But yeah, so we're going to get into our second last song. This song is The Blower's Daughter. It is from my favorite movie of all time called Closer, starring Natalie Portman and Julia Roberts. I joke around, this is my wedding song. I don't think it actually is, but...
I love Julia Roberts.
Oh,
she's like one of my
all-time... You don't even know.
Best actress.
Her
she's
smile.
So good.
I feel her smile in my gut. I do.
Really?
Like the way she smiles,
she's
like
so
her
pretty.
Teeth.
Yeah. No, her teeth are so white. I'm like, damn.
And straight and square and perfect.
Perfect. She must have had braces, of course. I mean, then again, not everyone with braces has great teeth now.
Also, she has like a big mouth, so I feel like maybe
very wide, eh?
Yeah, really wide.
No, I love her
movies.
It works though. Yeah, it works for her, man. She's very pretty and such a, like, at her age, she's so pretty.
America's sweetheart, for
sure. Yeah, for sure, definitely, yeah.
Okay, so here's The Blower's Daughter by Damien Rice.
And so it is just like you said it would be. Life goes easy on me most of the time. And so it is.
Okay, so that was The Blower's Daughter by Damien Rice. So yeah, that song opens and closes Closer. Definitely check it out. Really good movie.
It's a great song, man. I'm like about to like cry, you know?
Really emotional, I know.
Really emotional song. Like, his voice is so soothing and it's deep. It's great.
You guys
should watch the movie, definitely.
So we're about to get into our last song. Before we do that, we want to just name off some honorable mentions that could have made this list, but considering we only have an hour show, didn't really have the time.
Yeah. First off, we have Andrew Bell, In My Veins. It's absolutely one of my best songs. I mean, like, it's not from a movie, but it's from a lot of series that I watch, like Teen Wolf and Pretty Little Liars. I know all you girls still watch it. Don't even deny it. I know you still watch it. But definitely, like, Google the song. It's an amazing song. It's they usually play it in romantic scenes, but it's a great song. You can really relate to it. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and also Black Panther.
The whole album, honestly.
Yeah,
Shout out Kendrick.
Kendrick Lamar is everything.
Genius? No, he is.
Everything. I love him. I have loved him from time. You know how some people are like, oh, I love Kendrick Lamar, but they don't know any of his songs. And you're like...
Like since Section 80?
Yeah.
Yeah, rocking since Section 82.
I love him. No, definitely from Black Panther. All you Wakanda people out there, you know, yo, that movie was sick.
Yeah, it was good.
And with that album, too.
You know, it's actually probably going to get some noms at the Oscars, too.
Yeah, I do.
Look out for that.
Definitely.
Some of my honorable mentions are Spice Up Your Life from Spice World, that movie I grew up with, and is so good. I'm definitely sporty.
You don't say.
I guess so, yeah.
You're not seeing her.
Pardon?
I mean, like, you do look sporty, you know?
Thank you, I guess. Is that a good thing?
Yeah, it's a great thing. I don't look sporty at all.
You're a baby right now.
Thanks, I guess.
But you don't like baby?
I guess so. I mean, I get that all the time.
You're better baby than Posh, who can't even sing.
True.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Okay, continuing on my honorable mentions. The entire Call Me By Your Name soundtrack. The entire Purple Rain soundtrack. Decode from Twilight, which is a crazy song. The bridge in that song is nuts.
That's a good
Shout
song.
Shout out to Hayley Williams, Paramore.
That's a good
song. So good.
Song.
Honestly, also, Twilight isn't a bad movie.
It's okay.
Controversial opinion, not a bad movie. And then my last honorable mention is Listen by Beyonce from Dreamgirls.
I love Listen.
So good.
Oh my God. Amazing song. Amazing. I mean,
vocals came through in that song. Jeez.
No, her vocals were amazing. No, that song is really deep, man. It gets me every time.
Me too.
Not a Beyonce fan, but that song.
But you can acknowledge her talent.
I can't deny talent, man.
That's good. That's all I want. That's all I want from you. Okay, going into our last song. Speaking of talent, We have one of my favorite artists ever, Gaga. I'm a little monster. Shout out Gaga.
Love her.
We're gonna I was debating playing Shallow, but I feel like you've all probably heard that way too much. So I'm gonna go with what I think is the emotional backbone of this movie. Always Remembers This Way. It makes me cry when I listen to it. I Can't Even Touch, I'll Never Love Again, or even Honestly, Is That Alright? Can't even touch that. So yeah, here's Always Remembers This Way by Gaga from Star Is Born. Thanks so much for listening to us. Really appreciate it. Tune in next week at 8 o'clock on Tuesday as well for another set of hosts hitting you up with some songs. And all right, thank you.
Guys, have a great night.
Arizona sky, burning in your eyes. You look at me.